fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Join us now for the Bible Institute of the Air. Welcome to another broadcast of the Bible Institute of the Air, coming to you from Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. Today we present another in our continuing series of studies from the book of Proverbs. Our teacher today is Mr. Jesse Boyd, who until the time he went to be with his Lord, served as a member of the Bible faculty at Bob Jones University.
Turn in your Bibles, please, to the book of Proverbs, chapter 8. Now, today we're going to consider verses 32 to 36, and our subject for today is the summons of divine wisdom. While you find your place, Proverbs chapter 8, verses 32 to 36, let me remind you of the fact that the speaker in Proverbs chapter 8 is personal, essential wisdom. Now, this is seen in attributing to wisdom, first of all, personal existence, then personal characteristics, then personal emotions. Personal promises are given by divine wisdom, and personal commands are made by divine wisdom. Besides this, wisdom is declared in verse 23 to be eternal, in verses 15 and 16 to be sovereign, and in verses 27 to 30 of being omnipotent. So, wisdom is not only a person, but a divine person. That is, wisdom in chapter 8 is none other than God, the second person of the Holy Trinity, who came to earth in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, is called God's only begotten Son. He is designated as the firstborn of every creature, and God says he has made him unto us who believe wisdom. Now today I want us to consider these verses in this title, The Summons of Divine Wisdom. You'll notice in verse 32, wisdom says, Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. Now this last paragraph then in chapter 8 begins with the words, Now therefore. Now when you find the word therefore in Scripture, you need to look and see what it's there for, because this little word is a word which introduces that which issues from that which precedes. That is, it connects the verses that follow with the verses that precede. And so, wisdom declares, hearken unto me, and says, do it therefore. Why? Because of the authority of divine wisdom set forth in verses 22 to 31. And that authority is seen in wisdom's essential deity, in wisdom's official eternity, and in wisdom's creative activity, as we considered in our last study. So we have a summons. Hearken unto me, O ye children. And that means that he's summoning the people to hear what he has to say. For blessed are they that keep his ways. Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Now this is the exhortation of divine wisdom. Or this is a hortatory summons. A summons to gather. A summons to hearken. A summons to hear. Now to hearken means to listen with an attentive ear. And so wisdom summonses the children of men to hearken unto him with an ear that is attuned, that will be attentive, that listens with a view of responding in an affirmative way. Hearken unto me. What will be the result of those who hearken unto wisdom or unto the Lord Jesus Christ? Blessed are they that keep my ways. So God pronounces blessing, happiness, true spiritual happiness, eternal happiness, to those who hearken to divine wisdom and keep the way that wisdom sets forth. All right? Not only does wisdom exhort the children of men to hearken and be blessed, but wisdom exhorts the children of men to hear instruction and be wise, or hear and be wise. The Lord Jesus Christ, in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30, said this, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly at heart, and ye shall find rest to your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Literally, learn from me. Let me be your teacher. Let me be your instructor. Hear my instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Do not turn a deaf ear to the instruction of divine wisdom, which is personified in this passage and, of course, refers to the second person of the Holy Trinity, the Lord Jesus Christ. So, in the hortatory summons, wisdom says, if you give a hearkening ear to me, then you'll be blessed, you'll be happy. If you hear the instruction that I give, you'll be wise. You'll be able to know how to use knowledge for blessing in your own life, for a good testimony unto me. Okay? In verses 34 and 35, we read of the benediction of divine wisdom. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. So here is a beatific summons, a summons to hear, and a summons to seek so as to find. And in this passage, the benediction of God rests upon the hearer and the finder. Notice in verse 34, "Blessed is the man that heareth me." Then this expression is followed with two participial clauses. One says, "watching daily at my gates," the other, "waiting at the posts of my doors." So the hearer of wisdom is the one who is engaged in constant vigilance, or watching continuously every day at the gates of wisdom, that is, the place from which wisdom comes forth, so as to see and to hear and to hearken unto the voice of wisdom when he gives forth his message of instruction. Continuously watching, continuously looking at the gates of wisdom, doing so every day. The other is waiting at the posts of my doors. And this likewise is a participial clause, which speaks of continuously waiting. And the idea of waiting not only is to wait until wisdom appears, but to wait with expectation. So as wisdom appears at the post of its doors, then that which has been expected comes into being, and that expectation is fulfilled. How we should look for, and how we should wait for our blessed Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ, who came into the world over 1900 years ago, shed his precious blood on the cross, was laid in a tomb, was raised from the dead, has been exalted at God's right hand. Now those of us who have been instructed in the ways of wisdom are to be continuously watching for Him to return, and continuously waiting with expectation for Him. And those who do will be blessed, because the blessings that God has for His believing children will surely come into abundant fruition at the time when our Savior returns. Notice again in verse 35, the second blessing is to the finder. Whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. So the finder is the one who finds life, that is, life indeed. This refers, I believe, to eternal life. Here is a poor sinner who wanders about in the slavery of his sins, in the guilt of his sins, in the pathway of his evil doings. And he's presented with the gospel, and he hears the gospel, and turns to the Lord Jesus Christ. And he finds in wisdom life indeed. For you see, in Christ is life, and that life is the light of men. And that light keeps on shining in darkness, even though the darkness comprehended it not. And he said, I came that they may have life, and that they may have it in abundance. And so the person who finds wisdom, the Lord Jesus Christ, finds eternal life in all of its fullness and abundance. And besides that, the person who finds wisdom also obtains favor. That is, he has grace bestowed upon him by Almighty God, unmerited favor of God that bestows upon us that salvation and the blessing that God has for those who receive Jesus Christ. Now, in verse 36, we read of the condemnation of divine wisdom. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. This is a fearful summons. A summons to the children of men to hear. To hear what? That the sinner, the person who habitually sins against wisdom by missing the mark, that is, by failing to heed the hortatory of summons of wisdom, that person is in the process of bringing fatal injury to his own soul, which is, of course, he is following the pathway that leads to destruction. He's walking in the way of the wicked, which the Bible says shall perish. And then, all they that hate me love death, all haters. These are the ones who are continuously hating wisdom, the enemies of the Lord Jesus Christ, those who willfully turn away from the precepts of wisdom, who hold the hortatory summons of wisdom in contempt. They are in the process of loving or preferring death to life, an existence of spiritual death in trespasses and sins, and an appointment of eternal death, that which is separation from God, the eternal damnation of the body and soul in the fires of hell. And my plea to you today is, if you are one of those, that you flee the wrath to come, that you forsake your way and turn unto the Lord, and He will have mercy upon you.
You've been listening to another lesson in our continuing studies from the book of Proverbs on the Bible Institute of the Air. Today's study was by Mr. Jesse Boyd, who served as a member of the Bible faculty of Bob Jones University. We trust that the timeless truths taught in these studies, recorded by Mr. Boyd during his earthly ministry, will help you in your daily walk with the Lord. Join us again next time for more helpful studies on the Bible Institute of the Air. This program is a production of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.